WAWOTA, congratulations to the Wawota Parkland School Senior Girls Curling Rink, who advanced to the provincial playdowns in Langham. Members of the team were Emma Buns, Sydney Dorrance, Rachel Wilson, Kaylee Mudrewich and Olivia McKelkey. Coaches were Dwayne LaMontagne and Braden Stewart. They had a respectable 1-2 record. Christian and Nadia Schlanger, Levin and Aiden traveled to Switzerland to visit with family and friends. They spent 2 weeks there. It was a most enjoyable trip as it has been almost 4 years since their last journey. Ross and Donna Pedersen have returned home after spending the month of February at Shawinigan Lake, BC. Although the weather wasn't great, they enjoyed associating with Alex and Maureen McIsaac, who were at Qualicum Beach. They also visited with Kevin and Hyacinth Sears. Kevin is a former pastor at the Wawota Free Methodist Church. Shannon Hoff and her mother Frances Tulick enjoyed a holiday to Yuma, Ariz. Deb Seville also spent some in Yuma. She also spent some time visiting with Harold and Jane Leitch. Sympathy to Giselle Holloway and family on the passing of her nephew, Ryan Rivette of Brandon. He died on March 8 at the age 19. He leaves his parents Gerard and Angela Rivette and brother Adam. His funeral service was held on March 14. The World Day of Prayer was celebrated at the Wawota United Church on March 5. The prayers and program were prepared by the women of Taiwan. I especially enjoyed it as we have family from there. March 12 was a busy time in Wawota. There was a hockey game in the afternoon and the ice carnival Color My World was presented by the local skaters who got to show off their talents in the evening. The Wawota United Church's time and talent was also held in the evening. It included a beef supper and a live and silent auction. An online auction ended at noon on Sunday.